The Devil Tree is set in the fictional Laurel County in South Georgia. It's drawn from a number of short stories and ties together the lives of the inhabitants of one small town, where roots run deep. In the ominous Southern Gothic way, not the lighthearted Steel Magnolias way.
Ellie went peaceful in her sleep, loved. You can't say that for most folks. This world ain't no place to raise a child. Laurel County ain't no place to live.
People in a community, especially within the Southern culture, usually say one thing but do another.
This is Corey Bradbury, executive director of the Collective Project and the director of The Devil Tree.
And that's almost an expected tradition that almost always goes wrong, you know? And a lot of times in this show, it's about what people don't say to each other.
It's gossip that keeps us private. She was inconsolable. She needs to mourn.
You can't blame her.
I blame myself.
The myth of the Devil Tree is that there is this one oak in the middle of this mythical Laurel County, which is sort of a stretch of the Valdosta area that's just hot and muggy. And it's a tree that every so often somebody finds when they're looking for something, when they're running away from something. They come to this clearing, to this oak tree whose leaves are always scarlet. And from there, some people walk away changed forever. Some people don't even realize they've been there.
The Honorable Jedi Whisper Prezak!
And these characters have plenty to run away from. One storyline concerns the trial of a young man who was caught robbing a body as it lay in state in a church. But what should have been a simple robbery becomes a mysterious double homicide.
They have to call in the town's reverend, who used to be a judge and a lawyer, to preside over this trial that everyone basically knows how it's going to end. But just the idea of a preacher swapping robes.
Well, this may be the house of my father. Today we seek mortal justice for the murders of Eli LaGrange and Solomon McCluso, the desecration of a corpse, and larceny from a dead body. I ask you again, what say you, boy?
You're guilty. I didn't kill nobody.
The elements of Southern Gothic are all tinkered with here. The racial tension, the oppressive small-town gossip, the old-time religion, and, as the title would suggest, the devil, in this show taking the name Sumter.
Now, what was you boys here for? We're quite past the point of salvation.
And one of my favorite things about Sumter in this is that Sumter is honest. He's probably the most honest person in the entire play. He says what he's here for. He's here to collect. He makes deals. And he doesn't do things that when people don't say yes. It's almost like you have to invite the vampire in before he can come in.
And invite him in they do. But the Devil Tree isn't just mere campfire ghost stories. Taking place over two generations in this small town, the real danger in these stories is that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Well, it's man that does evil to man. You don't need ghosts and ghouls. Because if you took away all of the supernatural elements of this play and you just looked at what the characters are doing, it would be just as horrific.
The Collective Project's The Devil Tree is playing in the Rodriguez Room at the Goat Farm now through October 28th. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
God save your soul. You're in Laurel now.